how do you dispose of your batteries once they've done their duty? If you've been chucking them in the garbage, you might want to reconsider. There have been several fires in garbage trucks in the eastern suburbs due to people disposing of lithium batteries in their general waste. Now, earlier this month, council staff escaped, luckily without injury, after the contents of their rubbish truck caught fire during a routine collection. In the last 12 months, there have been 6 fires in the Waverley Council's garbage trucks. The fire is caused by lithium batteries igniting rubbish inside the compactor when it was compressed with other waste inside the truck. This morning, we are joined by Waverley Council Mayor Paula Masilos to find out more. Paula, good to speak to you. Thanks for coming back on the show.
It's my pleasure.
Now, we've heard that a fire occurred earlier this month due to the incorrect disposal of batteries, and luckily no one was hurt. Has there been injury before because of these fires?
Not that we're aware of, but certainly it was the quick thinking of our staff that actually stopped it from being more serious. Generally, the number of truck fires are few, but they can pose a significant risk to crew and to public. Mm. And it's really important that people dispose of the batteries in the right way. So thank you for bringing this to people's attention.
No, thank you for joining us. What is the proper way to dispose of these batteries?
Well, they should actually, for a start, never be placed in household curbside bins. They should always be recycled. And Waverley actually has a number of places that people can actually take their batteries to. For a start, you can actually go to Waverley Council's problem waste drop-off stations at the Customer Service Centre, that's in Spring Street, or Waverley Library. And there are bins there that you can actually put your batteries in. Mm. The New South Wales EPA Community Recycling Centre in Sydney. You can also drop off batteries at Officeworks, Aldi and other major retailers.
Oh, wow.
You can actually find a recycling option near you at recyclingnearyou.com.au. And if you're really not sure at all after all of that, you can actually ring our Waverley customer service on 90838000.
There is no reason to be putting these garbos' lives at risk.
No. But, I mean, it's anyone's lives. I mean, if they could also, if these batteries are damaged in some way, they can spark and have rubbish catch fire. So it's really important to actually recycle.
Oh my gosh, I honestly never knew that batteries could catch fire. And it's horrifying to think that people have been put at risk because of kind of, misinformation and maybe a little bit of laziness too.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, if you take the lithium battery, for example, if it is damaged, it can actually result in a spark. And then that ignites the highly reactive lithium battery and starts a fire. But look, it's not just the lithium batteries, it's any household battery. So you've got to make sure that all types of batteries get recycled. And these are the sorts of batteries that can be found in any household item, such as your television remote, children's toys, and batteries found in other common appliances like laptops and mobile phones and power tools and cameras.
Mm.
But with the ordinary batteries, what happens with those is that the waste truck actually compacts the battery. So what that does then is it damages the battery, and that's where there's the risk of fire.
Mm, gosh, I think that everyone will definitely be taking a lot more time, a lot more care. We're going to pop some links to all of those things mm-hmm. that Paula just mentioned there as to where you can... There's really no excuse. You just mentioned so many different places people can recycle their batteries. Do you think we need a bit like of a community campaign to start spreading awareness of this?
Well, I think doing this, having this little interview on your program is really important.
Yeah.
And we've certainly got some things up on our Facebook page.
Fantastic.
And on our website. But I'll make sure that we post this advice on our Facebook.
Wonderful.
To make sure that people actually get to know this.
Yep, absolutely. Got to keep everyone safe. Paula, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much for your time this morning.